Hey girl, it's another faith-filled Friday. Let me ask you this. Do you feel like as a woman of faith, you should have what it takes to overcome the food obsession, the binging, the purging, or really whatever you struggle with surrounding food? For so many years, I really felt like I was lacking the faith because I just could not overcome this myself. So today I want to share with you four insights that are going to challenge you to really look at your faith, your walk with Him, and your ability to truly surrender it all to Him. So I hope you'll stick with me. Let's dive in.
Hey girl, welcome to the podcast, She Breaks Free. I'm Tara Josie, a wife, mom, fitness professional, and recovered obsessor of diet and exercise. If you're ready to finally break free from what you're supposed to do and find out what's best for you, gain solutions on the diet that works for your body, and learn fitness strategies to change your health, this podcast was made for you. As always, you can find out more or connect with me in our Facebook group, She Breaks Free. Okay, it's time to put your big girl pants on, lay that cookie down. Let's get into today's show.
As a Christian, I have had a lot of shame and guilt around my food obsession because I have felt like this is something that I should be able to give to God and overcome, and really feeling ashamed that food was more of a priority than God was for so many years of my life. And I felt like God was looking at me with disgust and sadness for not being able to overcome. And this journey has really been long and hard for me. And I have always prayed, or was always praying, that He would take the obsession away. And, you know, as we know in God's word, that, you know, Paul does the same thing. You know, he does what he doesn't want to do and continues to do it. And it's a thorn in his side. And, you know, I kind of felt like this is the same thing with food and my obsession with it. And, you know, the thought that, you know, could He change my heart and my mind, just please, because I was just so sick and tired of it. But there was so much more than that. You know, I want to share the insights that I personally have been challenged to consider. And I pray that you would just seek God, that you would pray through and ask Him really how He wants to use this in your own life, because it really made a difference in mine. So the first one that I want to share with you is just this idea of surrendering the control and feeling as though food is really the only thing that I was able to control in my life. Obviously, everything else, you know, is sort of outside of our control, except we can determine that we have the ability to control what we eat, right? So surrendering it all to Him, like the way that I look, the way that I ate, everything, just surrendering all to Him, you know, to stop trying to control all the things that surround you, to pray for Him to help you begin to trust, because really that's what it's about, right? When we're trying to control things, ultimately that says that we don't trust. And as we journey through our faith, we all go through different phases in our faith, and God does different things in our life to really challenge that trust in Him. And, you know, laying it all down at His feet and trusting Him to change you is really the first step. And it is a daily intentional effort. It is not something that just happens. It's something that we have to daily lay down every single day, sometimes a couple times a day. Sometimes, I mean, I still have to do that. You know, it's not promised to be easy for us. And it is something that we will continue to work on until He comes back, or till we meet Him in eternity, right? So this is always an ongoing thing. However, it's like God takes us through different phases as we grow in our walk with Him. So first one is to surrender the control. Secondly, that not trusting God is good, and He's for you. So, you know, one of the things that I learned is that, you know, He is for me. He is for the good of my life. And I want to tell you that that's the same thing for you. You know, the insight that I learned is that I've got to trust that God is good. And, You know, we tend to think that we know best. We always say that we trust, but then we try to take everything into our own hands. And then what happens then, right? Lots of times this backfires because we can't take it in our own hands. You know, trying to journey this alone, thinking that I was able to overcome, thinking that God was ashamed of me, all the things, and trying to control the thing on my own and not thinking that He has good for me and He has more purpose for me than just this constant obsession with food. You know, I'm going to tell you today, God is for you and He is good. He wants better for you and He loves you where you are and He loves you enough to want to take you to another level. He loves you enough to see you grow. He loves you enough to walk you through the things that He has for you so that He can shape you and mold you into the person He wants you to be. You're not a surprise to Him. He's created you. He wanted to bring you into this world with a purpose and a plan, and He has that for you. And He's going to bring good from whatever you struggle with. Whatever particular, you know, thing around food that is the most challenging for you, to imagine that you have the ability to overcome with God's help. And there typically are other things that have to come into play to find that help. To God brings people into your life that can help you through that. And I just want to tell you that is the truth, that He is for you and He has good for you. The third insight is that people pleasing is a treadmill that never stops. And, you know, thinking about looking a certain way, thinking about trying to be a certain way because you feel like people are going to like you more, people are going to respect you more if you look a certain way. And this was something that I didn't realize I did, I guess on some level, wanting to look a certain way because I think that that would attract the people that I wanted to be around. And, you know, you're never going to be able to control what other people think, right? And we're never going to be able to control what people do. Like, it's just completely out of our hands. And we can only live out the life that God has created us to be. Like, we're uniquely made and we all have differences. You know, you're never going to be able to stop people pleasing until you address why you do it. This was one huge piece of mine, you know, always seeking the likeness or the approval of people, wanting to be liked, wanting to be loved. You know, this is a real core issue that I think can really trigger us when it comes to our bodies, our body image, what we eat. This all kind of ties in together. And understanding that this is a challenging way of thinking because it is never going to stop unless you put an end to it. You know, it is something that maybe you need counseling on. Maybe it's, you know, if you can't figure out the why do you care so much what other people think? Like, you got to it's probably buried deep down, and you might need to go to a professional counselor and actually talk through and work through the issues that you have, because until you do, you're not going to be able to overcome, because you'll be able to have the tools and identify the why behind it all. You know, it's a perpetual state of mind that leads nowhere positive. Really, the only one we should be set to please is God, right? So that's the third insight. The last one is not being content with ourselves, our life, and our choices. This is huge. Finding contentment in where you are, finding gratitude and contentment is a game changer. You know, I was not content with myself for so many years. You know, I felt like I was just unloved. I felt like I was not where I wanted to be. And it was so not the truth. It was such a lie from the pits of hell. And you very well could be in that same situation, believing the lie that you're not good enough, that you're not pretty enough, that you're not skinny enough, all the things. And we have to be able to come to a place of being content with who we are in Christ, being content with the life choices that we've made. And if there are things that you want to improve upon, which there should be, right? We should always be looking to grow. Then let's do that. But we've got to be able to find that place of contentment in who we are and who God created us to be. You know, discontentment is always looking at other people and that comparison, right? The comparison trap that we sometimes fall into. We're not content with who we are. We're always looking at other people. So we get more discontent because we're seeing what other people are doing, what other people look like, how other people eat. Why can't we be? Why can't we do? And that is a very dangerous place to live. And it does not serve us growing in our faith. It doesn't serve us in growing into who God created us to be individually. It only keeps our focus on the external, on the outside, on the things that other people are doing. And we don't even know what other people struggle with. So why would we ever want to be discontent in where we are, looking at other somebody else and having no clue what those people may be dealing with? They've got their own stuff. And so I pray that you would just ask God to give you a heart of gratitude, that you would practice gratitude daily, that you would journal that. Maybe that just means in your phone, like typing like three things daily, keeping a running list and coming up with three things different every single day of all the things that you can be thankful for and have gratitude. And just that heart coming before God with gratitude can really begin. He will do it. He will change your heart towards yourself. He will change your heart towards your choices in life. He'll change your heart towards where you are. And soon you will begin to find that you are more and more content in where you are. And you have the ability to begin to let go of these just real detrimental mindsets, right? Just allowing God to help us grow in our faith instead of being stuck and just isolated from what God has for us. You know, this journey has definitely shaped my faith. It's increased my faith and it's really given me new life. Just to review here real quick, the first insight is to surrender that control. You got to give it to Him, all of it. Trust, 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 right? Second insight is that you've got to trust that God is good. He is for you. The third one is that people pleasing is a treadmill that never stops. You're not going to be able to control what other people do or say or think. You have to let that go. And the last one is finding contentment in where you are and in who you are and in whose you are. If you want someone to pray with or just some one-on-one time of coaching and being able to help you in your journey here, I am here for you. I'm going to give you a link in the show notes to hop on and connect with me. You can also come into our Facebook group, She Breaks Free, and find other people who are in the same place in life that you are. And I just pray that you just receive this today, that you receive the encouragement that God is for you. He's not against you. And to do the struggle on your own and to feel condemned in where you are because you are a Christian and you should certainly get it together to be able to overcome such a thing. It's important for you to know you have support and I'm here for you. I pray for you that you receive this and that you begin to walk this out. I pray this has blessed you and look forward to hearing from you. Take care and God bless.
If you have been blessed today, you can thank me big by heading over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a written review of the show. I would be so grateful. Secondly, if you want to connect with me and others who are like-minded, go to Facebook and join She Breaks Free group. It's a private group where you can feel safe and always share your heart. I will be there to answer questions, provide tips, and help you in your journey to freedom. Here's to you breaking free. God bless.